It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me. It's a beautiful day today. We got some sunshine, not too terribly cold. So hopefully you had a good weekend. You want to call in and share what you did? 946-0435. Our phone lines are open. Anything that is on your mind. Now, a lot of times I'll try to come in and say, hey, let's have kind of a fun day, a positive day. We're, you know, like feel good Friday or something. We're going to tell good stories and share fun stories and that kind of stuff, right? Well, I ain't doing that today. Today's like a gripe day for me. I don't know why. I'm in a good mood. I just seem to have a lot to gripe about today. So, again, I'm in a very good mood. If you want to gripe about anything, today's the day. This is like Manic Monday. I should have had that ready. Manic Monday from the Bangles, 1986 song written by Prince, actually. But if you want to gripe about anything, it can be sports or entertainment, not politics. There's too much damn stuff to gripe about with politics. We're not going that, but we'll hear it today. First off, for me, I got a list of things here. First off, for me, I'm curious how many of you watched the Academy Awards last night. I have always been a huge movie person. I love movies, love the history of the cinema. I enjoy following celebrities, as everybody does. I want to see what George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are up to. I mean, that's kind of how we roll in this country, all right? But the Oscars, to me, have become an absolute joke. And I used to love the Oscars. In fact, for 6 or 7 years during my role, I wrote an entertainment column once a week. And then I think it went to once a month for the Altoona Mirror for a number of years. And I enjoyed doing that. I kind of had free reign. They gave me free reign to write about whatever I wanted. And so we would do an Oscars preview every year. Myself and Ken Womack, former professor at Penn State Altoona. He's like a world-renowned Beatles scholar. He's written a bunch of books on the Beatles. I'm proud to have shared a byline with Ken Womack. That guy's awesome. But we did Oscars picks every year, and I love the Oscars. I'd make a point to go see all the Best Picture nominees. Some movie that I've never heard of won Best Picture last night. I'd never heard of this movie. Anora is what it's called. A-N-O-R-A. And I probably should have heard of it. I should have been paying attention to the Golden Globes or whatever. Maybe I would have caught wind of it because it's, you know, it's the award season. I'd never heard of this movie. How many of you, honestly, had never heard of the word Anora until the Academy Awards? Never heard of it. So, it's Anora is a 23-year-old stripper living in Brighton Beach, a Russian-American neighborhood in Brooklyn. Her boss introduces her to Ivan, the young son of the Russian oligarch Nikolai, who requests someone fluent in Russian. So there's the premise of Anora. So not only did it win Best Picture, and hey, look, maybe it's awesome. I don't know. Maybe you saw Anora. I don't know where you would have seen it. It didn't come out to any theaters. Mikey Madison is the actress in the movie. She won Best Actress. I don't know anything about her. She was in the Scream movies, I guess. But the point is we have gotten so far away from, you know, the Oscars don't represent to me anything that our country loves about, like, popular movies. No, it shouldn't be about popular movies. You know, I go back to the when I was younger and I felt like Terminator 2. Terminator 2, to me, was a phenomenal movie. Why wasn't that an Oscar-caliber movie? Well, we don't really nominate movies like that. We have to nominate movies like Anora that nobody's ever heard of. Those are the movies that get nominated. And you wonder why nobody watches the Oscars anymore. Viewership is at an all-time. So I'm going to start my griping Monday, griping about the Oscars. And if you watched Anora and you want to call and tell me it's awesome and I'm an idiot and I need to watch it, all right, whatever. The rating on IMDb is 7.7, which tells me it ain't that great. Because usually Oscar-winning movies are like 8.5, 9 or whatever, something like that. Jason, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Corey. I was this many minutes old when I heard the word Anora for the third time.
Yeah, so you'd never heard this movie till I said it, right?
That is correct.
You watch the Oscars?
Never heard.
You been a movie fan?
I have. I used to watch the Oscars a lot. Like, we used to throw parties when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even outside of college, we'd watch them. We'd have, like, picks. You know, it wasn't as big as the Super Bowl, but we had we'd order some food, or, you know, maybe people would bring food in. We'd have a nice time. We'd discuss the movies that we watched throughout the year. And now I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a movie. Like, it was before COVID, for sure, the last time I went to a movie. I watch movies. I stream them, but I don't. You know, it has to be a really big movie for me to want to dedicate 2 hours that I'm at home.
Yeah, and
to watch a movie.
I'm like that too. I still watch a lot of movies, but I watch it over like the course of a week because I don't have I don't have time to sit down and watch 2 hours in a row of a movie. But I'll watch 20, 30 minutes here when I can. I just looked up Anora's gross in this country. Its total box office gross in this country was $15 million. So nobody saw this movie. Nobody saw this movie. No, I've never heard of this movie. And these are the movies that we end up honoring. And this is why, quite frankly, and I've gotten to this stage as I've gotten older with awards. The Grammys, to me, the Grammys are as much of a joke. Beyonce's got more Grammys than, like, Prince and Michael Jackson and the Beatles and U2 all combined. It's insane.
It made $15 million.
Total.
Gross.
Total. In this country.
So at $15 a ticket, 1 million people saw this movie.
Exactly. So we have 340 million people in our country. 1 million people saw it.
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, the population of Altoona is, what, 50,000 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so if everybody in Altoona watched it, that would have been like 20% of the people that saw it.
Exactly, and unless I missed it, yeah, I don't know that Anora ever came.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, that's my gripe. You got anything else you want to gripe about? Anything on your mind you want to gripe about?
I just wish that they could figure out how to make the Oscars better again. Because really, like I said, 20 years ago, it was like an event. Like, people sat down and called their friends over, made plans. Hey, the Super Bowl, let's get together. And now it's like, I'm not even sure what channel they were on last night. You know, I couldn't even told you they were on. I mean, I did see them like advertised, but I don't know what channel I was watching.
Yep.
You know, when they were advertised.
Good stuff, Jason.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that streaming has taken over a lot of movies.
Yeah,
like,
it's not
even a thing to go to movies anymore.
Do you even watch network TV anymore? ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC? I mean, unless it's streaming, I'm not watching it.
There are a few shows that my wife and I both enjoy watching, so we record them, mm-hmm. so we're sure to watch them together.
All right.
Because we're like, we both like that show. We're never able to watch it live. So, you know, we're like, we'll just record it and watch that. But yeah, for the most part, maybe two shows out of a week's worth of television that we watch together. So.
All right. Good stuff, Jason. Appreciate the call, buddy. 946-0435. I've got a sports-related. I'm not going to call this a sports gripe. I'll call it a sports-related gripe, okay? The Oscars is one thing. Here's number two for me. This one might offend you. This one might rub some of you the wrong way in a big way, all right? How do you feel about professional wrestling? And the number of men that watch professional wrestling. I'm going to call you out. If you're a man, like, over the age of 40, and your life is, like, devoted to watching professional wrestling all the time, I got a gripe about that. My two-word gripe is grow up. Now, look, I do get that it's staged and cinema and choreography and all that. The reason I mention this is apparently over the weekend, John Cena, who has become a huge star in this country, well, he did a heel turn at a wrestling event. And so now the internet's just blowing up with wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, and not Kale Sanderson, not Penn State going for its 49th consecutive national championship, but wrestling with John Cena. Huge headlines everywhere. I'm sure a lot of you know what a heel turn is. And I got a text here that says, Hulkamania back in the day. Yeah, back in the day when I was 10 years old. I loved it. I loved Andre the Giant, Kamala the Ugandan Warrior, and Hulkster, Gentleman Chris Adams. Then you know what happened? I grew up. I mean, I've never understood grown men following wrestling. Like it's this, like one, like it's a sport, and two, like paying attention to all, yeah, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Is he the one that killed his girlfriend, allegedly? Let me make sure I got that right. Jimmy Snuka, that lot of suspicious stuff going around at that whole Jimmy Superfly Snuka and his girlfriend's death, Nancy Argentino, 1983. Remember, she was his manager, I think it was. Anyway, he was charged for murder. So anyway, so I hear this John Cena news. I'm like, okay, John Cena, guys talking about wrestling. And then I look on the internet, and it's just like everywhere, like huge stories everywhere about. So I'm just curious, how many of you, and look, I've said this many times, I'm talking to an older male audience. Most of you are over 40, 50 years old. Any of you still watch wrestling? Any of you still into wrestling? And I said at the beginning that it's a sports-related topic. Wrestling is not sports. Wrestling is staged. It's fixed. It's acting. Now, having said that, these dudes are incredible athletes. I have always respected and understood that professional wrestlers are tremendous athletes. And the physical skills, even if they are acting, they're acting doing very dangerous physical stunts. So I have a mad respect for all that stuff. But what boggles my mind are like 45 and 50-year-old men who love wrestling to the degree that this is the biggest thing in their life, that John Cena has done a heel turn. I guess I forgot to explain that earlier. Most of you should know what that is. A heel turn is when you have a good guy and he turns into a heel, a bad guy. Wrestling, it happens all the time. Even Hulk Hogan was a heel for a little while. Interesting story. Sergeant Slaughter, remember, he was the military guy. He was a good guy. He came to Altoona for a curve game. This has to be 6-8 years ago. And I sat down with him at the ballpark and wrote a story about him for the Mirror. It was a really, really good, entertaining story. Now, there, look, the drama in these people's lives, this stuff is interesting. Following it, like from event to event, silliness. But Sergeant Slaughter told the story of how he did a heel turn. He, like, I think he burned an American flag. And so Sergeant Slaughter was, like, super famous for being a Marine. And that was his wrestling persona. Well, then he did a heel turn, and, like, people started claiming he was backing Saddam Hussein, I think it was. I think it was Saddam Hussein. And so he was getting, like, death threats, and people around the country hated him. Imagine that. Imagine how ridiculously silly you have to be to think that these people, that this is real. That Sergeant Slaughter, who's playing a character, does a heel turn to become a bad guy, and now he's going to get death threats because of it. That's like going and watching Batman when Heath Ledger was alive, and yeah, that's a bad example because that didn't end. It's like going to watch a scary movie with the bad guy, and even though the guy's just acting. In real life, you send that guy death threats. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone that the Heath Ledger. That was poor choice because what ended up happening to him. But the point is, these are actors. That's all they're doing. They're acting. And I remember Sergeant Slaughter telling me the story, and it does make for interesting drama. That like people hated him. People really hated him. Like as a human being, they despised him as a human being because his character. Started acting like a bad guy. So anyway, that's gripe number two. I got a whole list of them here. If you want to gripe. But by the way, if there's any men out there, I want to know if there are men out there that watch wrestling. And I'm talking about wrestling, pro wrestling. Not Penn State. Not that kind of wrestling. Clarkster, what's going on, man? You into wrestling?
Oh, my God, no. I mean, it's a joke. You know, back in the day when you were a kid, you got a charge out of it and everything. But, yeah, older adults doing something with it, I mean.
What's an acceptable age to still be a wrestling fan? I'd say 23, okay?
23?
Well, that
you get a life. You're
hang
in
on.
College.
That's what I'm saying. In college, when you're hanging around all these dudes, I can still see college dudes all – you know, getting around the TV and watching wrestling. But
well,
at 23, you're graduated. Now you're out in the real world and you got a job. So I'm going to say 23 is the cutoff.
Yeah, well, maybe the football team is watching it. If you're going to college to get an education, you're laughing it off.
I'm telling you, man, I bet you on dorms that all the 19 to 22-year-old dudes in dorms around this country, I'll guarantee you they're watching wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure they probably are because, you know, it's a cheap entertainment. As far as the Academy Awards, they were on last night?
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, it's so political, and they go for these out-of-the-norm pictures that nobody's ever seen, so how could you make a comparison on anything? But my gripe is a couple of things. One, the price of eggs.
There you go. Oh my God, I saw a am I right about that? I saw a dozen eggs in the store that was $9.
Well, at some places, but I stumbled upon a deal today. So if anybody's down in our area down here, the Landis supermarkets for $3.99 had jumbos.
A dozen jumbo eggs for $3.99.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes. But the real one regarding sports, we're coming up to that time of the year. When we have the big dance, and the big dance is going to turn into a big joke this year.
Why is that?
It's going to have the at-large bids are going to be totally gobbled up by the Power Five. It is going to be a joke. There are probably three spaces left over for the mid-majors this year. If you look at some of the projections, they're talking about, 11 or 12 teams getting in from the SEC?
Oklahoma. Let me double check this. Oklahoma's basketball team. Everybody ready for this? The Sooners in basketball, their conference record is 4-11. Let me double check that just to make sure.
4-12.
They're 4-12. They lost. It looks like they lost again. So maybe this changes. But their record is 4-12. They're still on the bubble for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, this is outrageous.
And they've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 out of their last 8 games. They're 4-12. No, but look, the SEC is considered extremely deep. They got all these teams. But Oklahoma, they've got some good wins early in the year. They're 4-12 in their league, and they're considered a potential bubble team. They started the season 13-0, and since then they've gone 4-12.
It's ridiculous what you're going to see. And then they're going to talk about adding more teams, and it's just going to be more of the Power 5 teams getting in.
That's a good point. That's a real good point.
You will not have any, what do you call it, Cinderellas anymore. And they're going to be playing each other, you know, which is what they've done during the regular season. They won't go and give 1-1s to mid-majors.
Nope,
they
never happening.
They don't want to deal with it because then they may show them up. And so it's going to be a joke when we come out with these selection things.
See, I thought you were going to gripe about Embiid, Joel Embiid, who's got $248 million of guaranteed money. I'm not sure he's ever going to play a game again in the NBA, but he's going to get all that money.
Well, they ought to do an expose on all stupid money that was laid out by professional teams.
Yep.
You know, Bobby Bonilla being at the top of the list and different things. Well, Bobby Bonilla spread it out. He didn't. You know,
yeah, he actually didn't. He was only paid like $25 or $30 million. They just spread it out. Imagine signing Embiid for $248 million.
Yeah,
and he may never play again.
Yeah, I mean, it's. But there are other stories like that in professional sports, and then we wonder why the cost of things would go up. Wonder why we're going to go to subscriptions to get these things.
People, you and I aren't.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I'll take it on radio, or I'll take it on the internet. I can follow it just the same way. But it's going to be sad for the mid-majors that would have teams that have come on, let's say, in the second half of the season and did well and maybe got to the championship game in their conference, and they won't even be on the bubble because of what they're doing now with it. And they'll talk about increasing it up to what the next number 70, would be.
76 is the next number.
76. But that's just going to add probably 6 more, and maybe they'll get 1 or 2 spots for the mid-majors. But that's the gripe for the day.
All right, thanks, man. We're griping today. You got anything to gripe about? Somebody was calling in. Thomas from Gallitzin was calling in about wrestling, but I ended up losing that call. If I offended anybody about wrestling, hey, call me up, call me out on it. Well, what's a reasonable age for men to continue to follow wrestling? And I'm talking about professional wrestling. I say 23 years old. If you're 43 out there and you treat wrestling like one of your sports teams, I got a problem with that.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. 3 cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
It's March, and T&L Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has some deals for you with their St. Patrick's Day special. Get lube, oil and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brakes inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for only $39.99. Talk about luck of the Irish. By the way, did you happen to hit a pothole today?
You did?
Then take advantage of T&L Moore's pothole inspection. It includes a complete digital inspection wheel alignment check, and tire condition analysis. Right now, get $20 off any service or repair resulting from your free pothole inspection. Take advantage of these lucky deals at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Both the St. Patrick's Day special and the pothole inspection expire on March 31st. T&L More Enterprises wants to help you stay safe this spring. Visit Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX Series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting. Whatever you need, the Kubota BX Series can handle. The Kubota BX Series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX Series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
We're on to something here. I got a bunch of people calling in. Want to gripe about stuff. I got Penn State basketball I can gripe about. I want to gripe about Joel Embiid. We got Ian in Altoona. What's up, Ian? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Corey. I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
So one of my biggest gripes, and we could discuss this, what is the age cutoff of when you should give a baseball to a kid at a baseball game?
Ooh, wow.
And here's my thinking behind this. When you go to a Major League Baseball game, long story short, Bryce Harper fouled off a ball and it landed right by our seats. And my dad, who's a very caring, generous guy, I have never seen him get a ball and death grip the ball as hard as he did because so many other people were coming to take it from him. And then once we work for this ball and we get it, then the people are looking. You're trying to look for the kid to give it to and that. I think it's a Major League Baseball game. I think that you deserve, no matter what age, to keep that ball. But if you're at the curve, I understand. Yeah, that's kind of maybe where, okay, maybe give the ball to a kid and stuff. But I want to get your thoughts. Should there be an age at Major League Baseball games to socially give the ball to a kid? And if so, what age would that be?
Okay, so this is awesome. This sounds like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Maybe it has been on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ian?
I did not, no.
Basically, Curb Your Enthusiasm is Larry David defying social norms. Like, all the things that you're supposed to be doing in society that people expect you to do, well, he doesn't. Like, for instance, he's talking to this woman. She says her dad died. And Larry says, oh, when? She says, oh, 2 years ago. And he's like, oh, okay. And he just keeps on conversation. And she gripes at him for not saying sorry. And he's like, what do you mean sorry? He goes, well, I said my dad died, and you didn't say sorry. And he said, well, it was 2 years ago. I mean, what's the statute of limitations on sorry? That's the entire show for 20 years of Curb Your Enthusiasm is what societal norms come into play. So you're at a game, you catch a foul ball, should be a lifetime achievement kind of thing, and some 8-year-old kid is there, or 12-year-old kid, or 14-year-old kid. If you give them the ball, you look really good. You know, for a minute, you know, people around you will applaud you. If you don't give them the ball, you are the biggest a-hole. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
Therein lies the issue of, look, this goes really deep, Ian. This goes into, you know, should billionaires pay their fair share of taxes and all that kind of, why does the little guy always have to pay? If you've got a baseball at a Major League Baseball game and there's some 9-year-old kid there, like, with a sad puppy face, should you give him the ball? That's a fascinating question.
See, I'm sorry if I'm the a-hole here, but if Aaron Judge if Aaron Judge hits a foul ball to my seat, there is no way I am giving that ball up. Because to this day, that Bryce Harper ball, we have that in one of those little plastic baseball frames, and we wrote on it, wrote the score, probably thought it was like 12-2 or something. But that doesn't matter. We got that foul ball, and that was a core memory.
Now look, let me just state this. If it's a home run, I don't think we can have this discussion. Because a home run, I think it's fair with the value of balls. You know, if Aaron Judge hits a home run and he gets hurt the next day and that ends up being his last home run ever, that ball could be worth a lot of money. So let's take home runs off the table for this discussion, and let's just keep it toward foul balls. All right. So here's the thing. You're at the ballpark in Philly?
Oh, no, this is in Pittsburgh.
Okay, in Pittsburgh. Was there a kid around?
You know, there were a few, none like directly to our seats, but
okay,
there were some maybe a row back.
Here's what you risk. You risk public humiliation and shame. Like, can you envision this, Ian, being on, watching TV, and some 30, 40-year-old guy has a foul ball, and some 10-year-old kid comes over with his hand out, and you just, like, rebuff him? You're gonna be on SportsCenter. You're gonna be a meme. The internet is going to attack you. You could end up getting fired from your job because you're a hateful loser. You see what I'm getting at? The world,
right.
The world catches these things on video. As much as I hate to say it, unless it was like my favorite player or something, as much as I hate to say it, I'd say if there happened to be a kid in the vicinity under 12 or under, over 12, you know, you're talking about some 12-year-olds can be pretty big. I know 12-year-olds that are 5'10", all right? So, but
right.
12 and under, me personally, I would probably just give him the ball out of fear for the world destroying me for being a greedy old man.
Now, I can see that, but then you got to wonder, I know you got to wrap up here, what kind of parent is going to, now, maybe the kid just does it and sees it, like, oh, maybe this is my chance to get the ball.
Yep.
But if it's a really young kid, no young kid's just going to go over and hold their hands out for that ball. You got to wonder if the parent is there saying, hey, go try to get that ball. I don't know. Who knows? But thank you for taking my call. Have a great rest of your day.
What a great discussion. I'm going to have to Google that and find some discussions like what's an appropriate age. Because that I can absolutely see that happening of, you know, you're in a game, you catch a foul ball, some 10-year-old kid comes over wanting the ball, you don't give it to him, and then you're on TV for the rest of your life turning down a little kid, and your life would be you'd get crushed by everybody, because that's what we love to do as a society. Nebraska man, you got a gripe for me, man.
Oh, I got a couple.
I got to ask you first of all, though, Nebraska man, you're a grizzled old fella. At what age should guys stop treating professional wrestling like it means any damn thing?
They shouldn't even be watching it. First of all, it's as fake as hell. I mean, you know, they're cutting each other, tearing each other apart. Then you get back in the back room, just sitting there eating together. It is so, so ridiculous.
<That's good. laughs>
I got to tell you a good one here, Corey.
All right.
I would probably say 65 years ago, maybe, somewhere around there. We were at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Pirates were playing the Milwaukee Braves. And they were having batting practice and everything. And my uncle took me and my cousin. We were running around the dugouts and all this and that there. And my cousin says to me, grab my legs and lean me over towards the dugout. So I said, okay. So he leaned over. I leaned him over to the dugout. He pulls this bat, pulls it out. He pulled the bat out of the dugout. Right in front of the guy right there, the usher. And he grabbed the baseball, or I grabbed the baseball. And when we got the bat, the usher looked just right at us, didn't take the ball or the bat back, and he just said, get the H out of here right now. and the bat was Hank Aaron's bat, number 44.
What?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yep. Hank Aaron, my cousin still has the bat to this day.
Oh, wow. What a great story.
He's been offered thousands and thousands of dollars. But it's number 44, Hank Aaron. And the usher could have taken the ball and the bat, you know, away. It got us in a lot of trouble. He just told us to get the hell going and go hide. And for the whole game, yeah, Hank Aaron, number 44. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
What a great story. So you were like 8, 10 years old.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I love it.
Corey, just college basketball over the weekend. I don't know how much you watched it, but I did.
Yep, a little bit.
They got to – these referees, these timeouts are killing sport.
Yep.
They take so long. They take so much time. The one referee goes to the table. Then the second referee goes to the table.
Yep.
Then them two referees turn around, they go, and they have a conference with the third referee.
Yep.
They should set a limit on challenges. Make it 30 seconds. If you don't come to determination within 30 seconds, the play stands as called. This the final 2 minutes of a college basketball game is getting worse.
You can't watch the last 2 minutes of a college basketball game, because there will be two reviews. There will be four timeouts. There will be eight fouls. Here's one thing that gets me about college basketball. Teams that are down 9 points with 11 seconds to go are fouling.
Are fouling, yeah.
I mean, it's if you're down, look, miracles can happen if you're down 4 points. There are teams that are down 12 points with 10 seconds to go, and they're still fouling, and coaches are calling timeouts. It's like, what the hell? You're absolutely right. I've watched a lot of college basketball, and the problem has gotten so much worse the last few years. The last 2 to 3 minutes of a college basketball game can take you 25 minutes.
Yeah, I watched the Alabama-Tennessee game.
Uh-huh.
That Mayshak, he hit that shot there at the end of the game, you know, to beat Alabama. But I'll tell you what. It's going to be a shame this year, because you're going to have 26 teams from two conferences.
Yep.
You're going to have 13, 14 from the SEC and maybe 11 or 12 from the Big Ten. And that's going to ruin. I stay up late. This Utah State's got a great team. Mount St. Mary's has a good team.
Yep.
And none of these teams, unless they go and win their tournament, they're not going to get the opportunity to go. I think that they should limit conferences to so many teams, like 6, 7, or 8, and give these other schools a chance to get there to get their dreams. get their dreams to play in the NCAA tournament rather than all the big schools hugging everything up.
I love it, Nebraska, man. That's a great gripe, buddy. Thanks, dude. Good stuff. 946-0435. You got a gripe? Jai wants to talk some wrestling. What's up, buddy?
Woo! Nature boy!
Good. That's good. I like it.
I'm kind of... I watched it up until my early 20s.
Okay.
I was around were really into it, and I think they continued to watch it a good bit past that. But the reality is, nothing else you watch is any more real than what wrestling is. I mean, you got good-looking chicks and guys beating on each other.
Yep.
Just about everything you watch, streaming or TV, you got the same thing.
Wrestling is wrestling is our base instinct. Shirtless, hulking men beating the hell out of each other, gorgeous women all around, beer commercials. You've just checked off like 70% of the country right there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I get that.
I don't hit them too hard for it because, I was into it when I was younger. I get it why.
I'm going to be serious here for a second. I don't want to offend anybody, but I am. I just think it's a maturity thing. When you get out of college and you got a job and you're trying to start a family, and I expect a level of maturity. I expect a level of worldliness. If you're still getting together with your buddies watching wrestling 4 days a week, I still kind of think of you as a child.
I agree. I couldn't watch it if I wanted to.
Good stuff.
It's too dramatic.
Anything else, brother?
Nah, that's it.
Good stuff.
Have a good day.
Good stuff, my man. I got to take a break. Dan's been waiting on the line for a few minutes. Dan, I'll get to you right after the commercial.
NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Circuit of the Americas. I'm Kerry Murphy. Road course action from Austin, Texas. Todd Gilliland at number 10. Then it's Alex Bowman, Noah Gragson, Chris Buescher, Shane Van Gisbergen at number 6. Kyle Busch. Oh, we got some stuff to talk about there. Chase Elliott got spun early in this one, but rebounded for 4th. Tyler Reddick finished 3rd in this one after starting on the pole, and William Byron rebounded from a 15th place starting position. To victory lane, Christopher Bell goes back-to-back after winning in Atlanta the previous weekend. First time he's gone back-to-back in his career. It's his 11th career win, and 4th straight year he's won multiple races. He won 2 of the first 3 races. Kevin Harvick was the last driver to do that in 2018. Other stories on the day. Bubba Wallace won Stage 1, and Ryan Preece took Stage 2. Kyle Larson lost a wheel. Expect penalties this week for that. Kyle Busch led 43 laps late in this race, but used up his stuff battling hard with Seabell. After winning the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, Connor Zillish made his Cup Series debut, but he was caught up in a wreck with Daniel Suarez. He ends up finishing dead last. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Phoenix Raceway, which Christopher Bell won this race last year. Can he make it 3 in a row now? Check it out Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. You're on the final lap.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify. Now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. 3 cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Cigars. For more information, visit BoswellPipes.com. Hank FM.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I really wanted to gripe so much. I'm in a good mood, had a good day, beautiful weather outside, but just some things over the weekend. Penn State men's basketball losing again. They're going to miss out on the Big Ten tournament because they're an absolute disaster. Really the worst basketball season I can ever remember for Penn State basketball, women and men. The women's team is just awful. They're, let's see, dead last in the Big Ten. They're 1-17. They've lost, looks like, 87 games in a row. I mean, no, it's 10 games in a row. 17 out of 18 game. I mean, it's just, I love college basketball. Nebraska man had a good call a few minutes ago, and we've had a couple calls talking about hoping to get smaller teams into the NCAA tournament, that kind of thing. I really enjoy college basketball discussions, but man, oh man, Penn State men's and women's basketball, just an absolute train wreck this year. Dan, appreciate you holding on for a few minutes. What's going on?
That's perfectly all right. Nebraska man sounded pretty good today, didn't he?
Hey, I'm just glad we're here. We hear from Nebraska man. He's got great takes every day. I'm just glad he's been able to call back in every day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, tell him I said hello. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my gripe is because I haven't heard from number two in a good while. It's going on 3 weeks.
You brought this up a couple times. If caller number two's listening, Dan wants to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely, because the last I heard from him was Friday when Dave Shannon was on.
He's avoiding you, Dan. He might not want to have a conflict. I don't know.
That's fine. Now, Corey, I got two small things. Now, what age do you teach a kid how to place the ball?
In baseball.
Yes. What age? Now, Friday you talked about the shift.
We're talking about pitching, right?
No, the hitter.
Okay. That's a really good question. I will say this from my own experience. I would say up until 8 years old, you just let them swing hard, okay? Let them swing hard, try to hit the ball hard. So I would definitely say by 10, you need to be teaching kids how to hit the ball to the gaps. You need to be teaching kids to hit the ball where it's pitched, which means if it's outside portion of the plate, you're going back up the middle, you're going to the opposite field. That's by 10. I'd say, at the absolute latest, you start teaching it by 10. If you have a pretty advanced hitter who really likes to work, I'm talking about kids who have a future in baseball, not just your typical little leaguers who go out and practice once a week with their team. You just want them to hit the ball hard. If you have a kid that shows promise, I would say in that 8 to 9 range, you need to make it probably 8 at the latest, maybe 9. You need to be saying, hey, we're looking to use all fields. I've told my kid for years, my kid's a right-handed player, but he bats left-handed. So he's right-handed, but he bats. By the way, caller number two just popped up on the screen, Dan, so I'll get to that in a second. But my kid bats left-handed, but he's right. I've always told my kid, try to hit the pitcher in the head. Now, I don't necessarily mean literally. We're not trying to hurt the pitcher. But if you can hit a line drive up the middle, you will get a hit in baseball no matter what level you play at. That means that you're on the ball. So I've always told my kid, try to hit the pitcher in the head. And that means you can also go to the opposite field as well. So I would say 9 at the latest. And if you have a really, really good young hitter, maybe 8. But 9 to 10, you definitely want to have kids be able to hit it where they want to hit it.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Now, hang on. Caller number 2 is calling in. So I only have about 4 minutes. So what did you want me to ask caller number 2?
I wanted to ask him, it was Friday night when Dave Shannon was his last show, filling in for you. All right, there was 2 big ball games at the campus. It was both BG games, and both BG teams won against Johnstown and Hollidaysburg. And he said he was going to go to the game that Friday night. That's my question.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, and I'll let caller number 2 answer.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. See, caller number 2, when you, it says, it says on the screen that you're alive. You are alive, right?
I am alive.
When you make statements on the show, and I've found this out over the last couple of years, Dan will hold you accountable. Dan is a no-nonsense man. He is going to – so did you get to hear – when you're on hold, did you get to hear what he said?
Yeah, he wants to know if I went to the games, and I did. And excellent games and a great setting.
That's it?
Well, that was the question.
I know. I'm not 100% certain why Dan truly knew what he was probing and needing to know here, but you did go to the game. Did you make a controversial statement to Dave Shannon? Did you say one of these teams suck or something? I don't know. I don't know what happened. I was in Florida enjoying the sun.
Well, I did, I did ask about, with his expertise, if he thought the I didn't know about the girls' game too much. I did know a little bit. I thought that Hollidaysburg had beaten them, and I know Johnstown was good. So I was asking him if he thought the BG teams would win, and he thought both would be very close, and they were close. And I was very impressed with the BG boys, but I was very disappointed on Saturday night that they couldn't. They just seemed to run out of steam in that game up at Mount Aloysius.
I think that's all
against
Dan,
Forest Hills.
I think that's all Dan probably wanted to know was just what's your evaluation of BG.
Yeah, I thought they played very well. Both all those, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with some of these high school teams. The way they the ability and the way they just run up and down the court, it's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, high-level high school basketball, and this, I'm not trying to go off a tangent here, but this is what we talk about, like college women's basketball, women's NBA basketball. If you watch good high-level boys high school basketball, you see flow, strength, size, speed, a lot of things that you just don't see in the game of women's basketball. And so, yeah, I definitely – if you're watching really high-level boys basketball where they move the ball, you got 6'7" dudes in there, 215, 20 pounds, can push people around, that's an enjoyable level of basketball.
Yeah, and I felt bad for BG on Saturday. They Forest Hills had 3 guys, probably 6'4" and 263, and that's what really did them in. They just don't have the height.
When you run into, that's right. At some point, when you run into that kind of size, it's going to be tough. All right, you are alive. You're live and kicking. Everything's good.
Yeah, and I'm glad Dan's keeping an eye on me.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Why celebrate St. Patrick's Day for just one day when you can celebrate for 3 days? Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, it's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event at J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. The event will take place at both J.M. Boswell stores, Chambersburg and Alexandria. 3 cigar companies, Drew Estate, General Cigar, and Davidoff, will come together for this 3-day event. It's the Premium Cigar Trifecta St. Patrick's Day event, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th, at both the Chambersburg and Alexandria stores of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. For more information, visit boswellpipes.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right. Tom Petty. Don't come around here no more. That's good stuff. Great calls today. 946-0435. You want to sneak in a gripe here in the last minute. Today's show brought to you, as it is every day, by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. They're open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Friday, 9 till 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. If you stop by there for a shopping experience, tell J.M. Boswell you heard me talking about him on the radio. I'll mention this real quick here. I have a minute to go or so. A lot of you will order at a certain place where they make you a Mexican bowl or whatever. I'm not going to say the name, and I'm going to free you out. Yeah, Chipotle. You got to do it in person. If you order it online, they're going to screw you over, and they're only going to give you, like, X amount of food. I was there recently, and we always order online. But I walked in, and I actually ordered it there. Man, I got, like, 40% more in my bowl than I typically would. So there's your food tip for the day. By the way, programming note here. Tomorrow from 4 to 5, we won't be doing our traditional Sports Central show. We're going to do Black and Gold Breakdown. The first Tuesday of every month, Kreider, Matt Bortner are in here with me from 4 to 5, and we're going to do Steelers Black and Gold Breakdown tomorrow. We'll talk about the offseason, the NFL Combine, what's going on with the quarterback situation, how the players graded, how the Steelers players graded their own organization. We'll get into all that tomorrow from 4 to 5. Jim's calling in. Jim, I'm out of time here. I can't quite get to you. Call back tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.